WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 33 degrees. We are currently under a winter weather advisory and a freeze warning. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A power outage is still affecting the Indian Lakes subdivision. BTU crews are on the scene. The cause is still unknown. The southbound lanes of Fitch are closed at Barron Cutoff Road for an accident. CSPD is working the scene. Motorists are asked to avoid the area if possible. The parent company of Bryan-based CHI St. Joseph Health is merging with another faith-based healthcare corporation. The combination of Catholic Health Initiatives and Dignity Health is expected to close in the second half of next year. St. Joseph CEO Rick Knapper says the merger focuses more on the national level and less at the local level.
I anticipate that the Brazos Valley will see the same St. Joseph they've seen for years.
If anything, Knapper expects more services becoming available at the local level.
Strategically, as it develops, that will be a focus, is trying to see what are more and better services and more innovative approaches to the care that you'll see trickle down into the system itself and even at St. Joseph's.
The merger will result in 139 hospitals and more than 700 care sites in 28 states. The still-to-be-named system will have more than 25,000 physicians and advanced practice clinicians and about 159,000 employees. Hundreds braved cold and damp conditions at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial for the dedication of the Rosie the Riveter statue.
Rosie! The
Brazos Valley World War II hometown musicians were part of the program, along with remarks from the national president of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Milam County rancher Lynn Forney Young thanked three local DAR chapters for raising $35,000 for the statue.
Rosie the Riveter helped assure that the Allies would have the war materials and the troops they needed to defeat the Axis. The statue of Rosie the Riveter represents the millions of women who served the war effort in whatever manner they could.
Six women who are real-life Rosies during World War II who were in attendance were also recognized. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Almost 60 entries, a new record, are in tonight's Downtown Bryan Lighted Christmas Parade.
We got a great number. It's going to be a really great event.
Caitlin Brown with the Downtown Bryan Association says tonight's parade begins at 6:30. From 23rd and Bryan, the parade will head south to 28th, then return north on Main. Tomorrow afternoon, you're invited to join South Knoll Elementary School for the dedication of Jeremiah Forrest, a 13,500-square-foot outdoor classroom designed and built by Texas A&M architecture students as an outreach project. Alex Santos led the project, which began 2 years ago.
Some kids are going to learn better outside. Some kids are going to learn better inside. And right now, our education system is not accommodating that. We've been teaching in the same fashion since 1807. Line them up. Stand them in the front of the room and put them in a building. So it's kind of, if you look at how cars develop, how cell phones develop, how computers develop, they're not the same in 1 year. Why is our education system the same?
Santos says the project, named for his brother, an Army corporal who died serving in Iraq, was built mainly with materials donated by local businesses. Tomorrow's dedication starts at 3 p.m. at the school. The next three Saturdays, children are invited to a book swap sponsored by United Way of the Brazos Valley at Post Oak Mall. President Allison Prince says there will also be storybook reading.
We'll have volunteers who will read a storybook. Sometimes it will be Christmas themed. Sometimes they won't. I've heard stories of maybe a dinosaur coming and reading, maybe a spider cat coming and reading.
United Way's Jingle Book Bash is the next three Saturdays from 10 until 2 in the Santa area of the mall. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 33 degrees. You can call or text us. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we gather with friends and family for Christmas this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota got some weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, high temperature, low 50s this afternoon. Overnight tonight, clear, cold, and down between 32 and 36. Then it turns a bit milder during the weekend, so pretty nice weather coming up. Sunshine near 60 on Saturday afternoon, clear and cold at night, mid-30s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday in the low 60s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking high school football playoffs. College Station High is making another deep run in the 5A playoffs. We'll be taking on Fort Bend Marshall tomorrow in the 5A regional finals. Coach Steve Huff says the Buffs are pretty good.
When you sit down and look at them on video, it's you know, the tape doesn't lie, the video doesn't lie. So, you know, very, very well-coached football team and also very extremely fast football team.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Steve Huff on the Buffaloes coming up, as well as going to be touching on some postseason accolades for a couple of Aggie freshmen, Jamon Osborne and Anthony Hines III, getting All-SEC freshman honors. And we'll also be touching on holiday hoops at Reed Arena tomorrow. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Do you want to play in the snow?
Do you want to play?
Weren't we supposed to be making snow angels this morning, Scott?
We were. And I got here early enough.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Lights weren't on in my house. Is that why you were up here so early?
No, the lights weren't on in my house.
Your power was out?
Yeah, really? My power was out this morning.
Yeah, so taking a look at outages.btutilities.com. Yep. It is still out in Indian Lakes.
Okay.
So we'll keep you updated. I obviously, they have crews on the scene, but yeah.
I don't know when it happened. I guess I could probably go back and look.
Sometime during the night.
Yeah, but it wasn't that cold in the house yet, so I figured that would. This is a good time to find out if you've got good insulation in your attic.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Walk outside, and if you can see your shingles on your roof, you probably have a problem with your insulation. You know, if you still got snow on the house, then that probably means your insulation's good. But aside from that.
So was the wife aware that the power was out?
No. Yeah, eventually. So are the lights out? But yeah. Because, you know, I got to feed the dogs in the morning.
Yeah.
And dogs weren't too charged up about that. Had to wander around with flashlights for them.
Anyhow.
And they didn't want to go out and, you know, do what they need to do. So. That'll be her problem.
Wow.
Well, okay.
There's not much we can do about it.
Yeah true. So,
Now, we haven't had anybody say anything about how their cat has enjoyed the snow, right?
Yeah.
We did have someone text in a picture of their donkeys.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, donkeys.
Yeah. And he said, my blank is cold. Actually, both of them are. And he has two donkeys that are out there in their snowy pen.
Wow, that's Walter. Walter sent a text.
Thanks, Walter. Yeah.
Thanks, Walter.
And we have been sharing snow pictures on our Twitter feed. So if you are on the Twitter, you can follow us at WTAW1620.
Or if you'd like to text in, our number is 979-695-1620. Boom.
Teamwork. Teamwork. Makes the dream work.
Yeah, air high five.
Checking the
house. Got it.
Checking the house to see what time the lights came back on. So, and that's the thing.
Don't worry. We got the show. You do whatever you need to do.
That's all right.
If you got to leave, you got to leave.
And you know, that's the deal. The roads are clear. That's why this was the perfect kind of snow. The only thing that would have made it more perfect is if it had happened tonight at the same time.
Yeah.
Because then the downtown parade in Bryan would have had snow.
Santa would have brought the snow with him.
That would have been so cool.
What would the chances of that be? You know,
zero.
And so you were talking earlier this morning, Zach, about has it snowed this much? And I just do not remember it snowing this much. Because we get, you know, we've had colder weather than this, clearly.
Someone did text in and said they remember snow of this degree about 25 years ago.
Okay. But all right. Could well be.
Back in the day. Yeah. Scott, you need to start making a journal,
man.
That's right. Do the journal thing. The deal is, I mean, there wasn't even gravel that had to be put on the overpasses or anything like that. So all the wintry problems that we have for travel. And again, kiddos, we're sorry.
Yeah.
You have to go to school today.
I tell you what, though. I was driving last night, and I was going northbound on 6, and this was around 7:45, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was coming down hard. And, I mean, people aren't used to having these big old fat snowflakes coming in
at
on your
you.
Windshield.
Yeah.
And so it was some folks were
kind
of scared me a little
you.
Bit with the way that they were driving.
And that's the thing. I mean, and I'm sure.
They scare me on a regular basis, let alone with
well, that's,
snow.
Well, that's true.
That on top of everything
true.
Else. But that's the other thing you saw is that in some areas, like in our backyard, that looked beautiful. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had the thick snow. But on one side of the house, because it got blocked by the wind, that snow was kind of meh, you know, so it wasn't that neat. So there were some places that were really, really good. And again, if you haven't taken pictures yet before it melts
away, better get it done now.
Yeah. And then those can be your Christmas cards, even for this year.
And you
year.
Can trick all of your people who thinks it never snows here
That's
in Bryan
right.
College Station.
We're getting some national attention.
Yeah, well, we are.
Yeah.
Because
it literally snowed out of the sky.
I know. I was so pleased that she shared that with us. Again, this is a young lady, Candy Kane, I think, from...
Her name is not Candy Cane.
No,
No.
It said we had to... we have to give credit to... Oh, no, Texan Candy. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Close.
Yeah. Candy
that
Cane.
Was so close.
It would have been better that way.
Yeah, it really would.
There is snow literally falling from the sky.
Falling from the sky.
I figured we were going to use a little soundbite from the Oklahoma sorority chick from, 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to make it snow.
That's it.
I just wanted to make it snow.
Oh, anyway, so there we go. Now, there was one thing, if you didn't happen to hear this morning in Neil Sperry. Neil has some really good little nuggets out there. So he's discussing plants.
Ooh, he should have a segment called Neil's Nuggets.
Well, sometimes it's really good. I mean, I can't find the one right now. I'll have to go see if it's back in our archives where he talks about tube tops.
Okay.
Neil talking about tube tops. But anyway, he's discussing Christmas plants or holiday plants, and poinsettias are not poisonous.
Okay.
They are not. But there's always been that talk about that, and he was discussing that. But kind of an interesting...
Like to eat them or to touch, I guess,
yeah,
if your animals
eat,
got into
exactly.
them or something.
Right. Now, you know,
or
again,
you did.
Mistletoe is a bad deal.
Drunk
but,
Uncle Frank.
All right, here we go.
If you want to reflower your poinsettia, no going in, it's going to be a challenge. Those big, beautiful poinsettias that you're buying right about now were unrooted cuttings just 4 months ago. That's how quickly they grow. If it didn't freeze in your part of Texas, you could put your Christmas poinsettia outdoors in the flower bed in full sun and prepare for 8 or 10 feet of strong growth before next fall.
Did you know that?
No.
If you put that puppy out there and it doesn't freeze and it's in full sun, it would be 8 to 10 feet tall.
Wow. I'm going to take one from the lobby and try it out.
Yeah, we do. They
let us have them after the season. Right. I'm not going to take one now.
I think we have all red this year. Sometimes.
Sometimes they do the white ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But anyhow, so you got the...
Do people have those out? I mean, like large poinsettias that they just let go grow wild?
I haven't ever seen them. I know that we were talking to some folks last week and they were keeping theirs indoors. But again, you have to cut them back. And,
right.
But again, 8 to 10 feet by next fall if you didn't cut them back.
Poinsettia is one of those words. It's fun to say. Some people just say poinsettia.
They do.
It's poinsettia.
You're missing part of it. Yeah. That's right, if you say that.
Poinsettia. Yeah.
Poinsettia.
All right, so here we go. It's December, 8th? And already we've got people who are tired of the holidays. Come on. We got snow. It's
Come on,
cold.
You Scrooges.
There are 19% of people who can't wait for the holidays to be over.
Really?
That's what it says here.
They must have a bad family, I'm just saying.
That's right. All right, so here are the reasons. Yeah, the 5 reasons they're dreading. Number 5, spending time with their family. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, again, you have other issues. Number 4, decorating. Number 3, carolers. Really? Okay.
We don't get any carolers around my neck of the woods.
Yeah, I don't think people really come sing in my neighborhood.
Met with a shotgun.
Back in the day when I was a little kid, we did. We had carolers in our neighborhood.
Did you go caroling, Scott?
No, I did not, but people would carol in our neighborhood. It was right around by where the Hillel Foundation is, in that area right there across from where they used to have the bonfire. That's where I grew up. And they would. People from the churches would go around the neighborhood.
That's kind of cool, though.
It was. Well, you know, but of course they're in T-shirts and shorts sometimes because it was, you know, not Christmassy weather, but nonetheless they would. Wrapping presents. They don't like doing that. Well, there are people who can do that. And
you can totally take people, or there's like free wrapping places.
Sure, that's right. Yeah. My wife's store, they do that.
Or sometimes, I know certain stores, they offer free wrapping, but they have volunteers from different organizations come in and you just donate a couple bucks and they wrap your presents there.
The number one thing they don't like is nonstop Christmas music.
Oh, come on.
Really? Hello?
To be fair, if you're related to somebody who gets their head stuck in a microwave, spending time with them could be a negative.
That's a good point. In case you missed it in the first hour. Some guy wanted to be on YouTube, so he stuck his head in a microwave and surrounded it with cement. Took 2.5 hours for him to get out.
How did they even come up with that idea? Seriously?
I'm not sure. I don't know. We don't normally revisit stories from previous days, but this one's just gotten better and better. If you heard us yesterday, we were talking about Davenport, Florida, which is about 20 miles south of Disney World. Mm-hmm. Okay. The mayor, we now know her name. Her name is Darlene Bradley.
Darlene.
She was arrested Tuesday on allegations that she used dead people's handicap placards so that she could park in their designated spots at City Hall.
Not good.
No. And again, we figured you're the mayor. You could probably get them to paint you a parking place, right?
Right.
Anyhow, she's 60. She faces felony charges of using, again, deceased people's IDs and possessing the altered or counterfeit decal of a handicap placard, which does carry a prison term of up to 5 years if she is convicted.
Ooh.
That's not the entire story. She's not the only bad actor on this city council. They're actually called the city commission there in this little town. It would appear that, by the way, she's in jail right now. They've got the mayor in jail. $2,250 bail. Anyhow, it would appear that another commissioner named Curtis Gibson, who took office in April, he was charged in July with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which is a third-degree felony, of apparently holding a knife to a person's throat. He pled not guilty. He's waiting to have his trial, so he's still on the city commission.
Jeez.
So just 20 miles away from the happiest place on earth is Davenport. And the deal is... Yeah. They've got video of her. I mean, there's somebody who took video of it.
Oh,
okay,
geez.
In full disclosure, so we have our restrooms up here have two stalls. One is made for the handicap, and one is made for regular folks.
Sure.
Came off wrong. I apologize.
No, I understand. That's okay.
You're right. We're right.
It's live radio. Right?
We got you.
But we have no one up here on the top floor who is handicapped. That's including the other office.
Correct.
And when you want to go. Nature calls. You'd like some spacious room, right?
Right.
So you use the handicap.
We all want to sit
in
first
all the room for activities.
We all want to sit in the first class in the airplane.
And I am I am not the only one in this office who does this.
All
but
right.
use that. My greatest fear, the biggest fear I have in life, is that I will be sitting there and someone will come up to either have to visit the station or the office next door, and I look under and I see a wheelchair tire rolling through the the bathroom and just waiting outside that stall. I swear that's my biggest fear.
You know, I have no comment on this.
Well,
are you losing sleep over it?
Mainly.
A little bit. I'm just saying. I don't.
I appreciate that. That's okay. That's one of the things to do. You learn about us here on the Infomaniacs. Sometimes you don't necessarily
You learn
want to
about
know,
all
learn
of
Learn a
us.
Little too much. A little too much.
To wit, speaking of that, now, granted, this was a poll that was taken in Great Britain, not over here in U.S. America, but it says that workers believe that one-third of their colleagues are not doing their job. They're just not able to. The poll says 35% have to cover up mistakes for one for another employee. Well, we do that. I mean, we do. Look, that's the thing about radio. It's live. We screw up. Hey, it's
what?
Right
no,
there for everybody
perfect.
To hear it. Yeah. Everybody's going to, if there's dead air, if we're not to work on time, I don't have to be here at a minute till six, but I do need to be here by six. You know, that's the whole deal.
So, right.
And if I'm not here, a lot of people might know.
Oh, yeah.
If we had any listeners. But in the meantime.
We would know. Zach and I would know.
Right. Yeah, we would know.
It's live radio, so things happen. So mistakes are made. We know that happens. So,
right.
So now, how about for those folks who can cover up? I mean, think about that. 23% actually said that they complained because the people they work with are lazy.
Oh.
Now, construction workers have the highest opinion of each other, followed by those in emergency services, while advertising staff thinks the least of the people who they work around.
That makes sense, because they think that they're more creative than the other.
That's those people over there, right down the hall I'm pointing.
Oh, we're pointing at you.
That's right. Those are the people who think that. They polled 2,000 people, and they the Dropbox, the file share company, said this is what they found. Only 57% of the advertising staff are capable of doing their job.
Wow.
Yeah. With IT at the very bottom at 61%. You know why they're mad at IT? They're mad at IT because you did something stupid.
Right.
And
so your computer
and
doesn't
they
work.
Can't fix it.
Right.
Or you have condescending IT people who make you feel stupid.
Well, no, that's the other thing. Well, that does happen too.
Well, they don't even try. Just
The first thing they
naturally.
Do is they just smile and shake their head. Mm-hmm. And that's
did
have you tried turning?
Started?
Yeah. Have you tried turning it off and then back
I'm
on?
Jim Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. Christmas is only 16 days away, but the Christ child was actually born in the early spring. So why do we celebrate Christmas December 25th? Ancient people invented harvest and winter festivals for their various gods. In Rome, it was for Saturn, their god of agriculture. The Saturnalia was 7 days of revelry, complete with gift exchange. With the coming of Christianity, church elders look to end all pagan rituals. And since the birth of Christ is not a fixed date in the scriptures, December 25th, the midpoint of Saturnalia, was picked for the new holiday, the Mass of Christ, the Christ Mass, hence Christmas. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Presented by HelloFresh, gourmet meals that you prepare in 30 minutes or less. Hello 2018, HelloFresh.com.
728, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. We have a freeze advisory that's going on until 9 o'clock this morning, a freeze warning, and also a winter weather advisory that goes on until 9 o'clock this morning. After that, 49 for a high temperature today. May get some sun later on today. Clear skies tonight, and 32 will be our low. Tomorrow, sunshine and 60 degrees. Winds will still probably be out of the north, so don't know exactly how comfortable that'll be. 33 for our low temperature on Saturday night. Then we're up to 60 on Sunday and 68 on Monday with sunshine. Right now, winds are out of the west at 7 miles an hour. Our chill factor is 27, and we have fair skies, and it's 33.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Al Green is a Democrat congressman from Texas. He finally got what he wanted, an impeachment vote in the House. And it went down in flames. The final vote was 364-58 against. But according to The Hill, the losing side got an unexpectedly high number of Democrats to go along with this exercise in futility. Now, most of the Democrat leadership voted to table the impeachment resolution, but 126 other Democrats, obviously more grounded in reality, voted with Republicans to defeat it. Before the vote, Nancy Pelosi and her left-hand man, Steny Hoyer, urged their side to abandon the foolishness and stop pushing for impeachment, but enough defectors voted with Al Green to embarrass the party. So now what? Well, the lopsided vote probably will not deter Green and his buddies. Assistant Democrat leader James Clyburn voted with Green, as did Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond, the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucasians. That support may well embolden Green and his pitiful band of progressives to keep up this fight. But the vote did accomplish one thing. It put Democrats on the record. The inflamed, out-of-control, Trump-hating Democrat base will zero in on every single Democrat who did not go along with the impeachment effort and raise hell with them. And that is a gift to Republicans that they otherwise wouldn't have had. So thanks, Al. It's a good job overall. Keep it up.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience, then alerts the most qualified ones to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:33. It's 33 degrees. We are in a winter weather advisory and a freeze warning until 9 a.m. We'll take a closer look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. We do have a couple of alerts to warn you about. There is a power outage still affecting the Indian Lake subdivision. BTU crews are on the scene. There's a wreck on FM 50 between FM 60 and Highway 21. No traffic is going through. It's been that way for about an hour or so, according to one of our text messages. And the southbound lanes of Fitch are closed at the Barron Cutoff Road for an accident. College Station Police is on the scene. Motorists are asked to avoid the area if possible. 3.5 years after Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System was sold to Catholic Health Initiatives, CHI is merging with another faith-based healthcare corporation. The merger with Dignity Health creates a nonprofit with 139 hospitals and more than 700 care sites, with more than 25,000 physicians and other advanced practice clinicians and 159,000 employees. St. Joseph CEO Rick Knapper says one benefit of the merger is that the other partner is also faith-based.
It has a mission that's focused on the patients
And if you just look at healthcare in general, there's much more focus on providing quality of care from the federal programs as well.
Another benefit involves technology.
With all of the changes to technology and all of the changes to information systems, the larger the system, the much easier it is to make those changes and to be innovative as far as those technologies go.
The merger is expected to close in the second half of next year, which is when the name of the new organization will be chosen. Corporate headquarters will be located in Chicago. The CEOs of both corporations will both serve as chief executives, each with specific and independent responsibilities. And local facilities will continue operating under their current names. An icon of World War II is now part of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
The Brazos Valley World War II home front singers are part of the dedication of a statue honoring Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never twittering, nervous or jittery, Rosie the Riveter.
Three local chapters of the Daughters of the American Revolution raised $35,000 for the statue. Keynote speaker was the National DAR President, Lynn Forney Young, who lives in Milam County.
They built and tested airplanes. Some even ferried airplanes from Avenger Field in Sweetwater, Texas. Women in uniform took office and clerical jobs in the armed forces in order to free the men to fight. They drove trucks, repaired airplanes. They worked as laboratory technicians. They rigged parachutes, served as radio operators, analyzed photographs, flew military aircraft across the country, test flew newly repaired planes, and even trained anti-aircraft gunners by acting as flying targets.
Rosie's the first statue of a woman at the memorial, but not the last, according to the president of the memorial's board of directors. Retired General Randy House says plans are underway for representatives of Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, along with nurses. House also recognized six women who worked as real-life Rosies during World War II, including a local woman who turned 97 who worked at what was the Bryan Air Force Base, which is now the site of the Texas A&M Systems Relis campus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Santa will definitely enjoy the weather as he brings up the rear at tonight's downtown Bryan lighted Christmas parade.
So it'll start on Bryan Street around 24th Street, move down, turn at Sale Park, and go up Main to the end of Main.
Caitlin Brown with the Downtown Bryan Association says tonight's parade is at 6:30. There are almost 60 lighted entries this year, which is a record. The Grand Marshals are downtown business owner Lee Hale and City Councilman Ben Hardiman, who is also on the DBA board and has spearheaded the restoration of the historic Queen Theater. For the last 2 years, a group of Texas A&M undergraduate architecture students have been working on an outreach project for South Knoll Elementary School. Jeremiah Forrest is a 13,500-square-foot outdoor classroom.
This is a place that we really wanted to hug them in nature and really make them feel like they've escaped, which could open up creativity in the mind. Is the ideal board.
Alex Santos led the project, which was built mainly with materials donated by local businesses and funding from the College of Architecture.
There's four tables out there, and each table fits eight students. We want to call that the workspace. And then on the podium, there's another side, which is the amphitheater pergola. We want to call that the teaching side. And so that's where the students would sit, and the teacher would verbally speak to them as in a classroom style, and then they would say, okay, let's go work on this. And they would go over to the deck and work on it.
Santos says a dedication is being held tomorrow afternoon at 3 for Jeremiah Forrest, which was named for his brother, an Army corporal who died serving in Iraq. United Way of the Brazos Valley is added to their holiday presence at Post Oak Mall. President Allison Prince says for the next three Saturdays, you're invited to a book swap targeting young children.
If you've got some books that your kiddos are feeling are a little stale and you want to let someone else have that opportunity to read those books, bring those and then bring your kids and they get to pick a book in exchange. Or if you don't have books to make a swap, just stop by. We've got so many books.
The Jingle Book Bash, which also includes storybook reading, is the next three Saturdays from 10 until 2 in the Santa area of the mall. WTAW News Time is 7:39. It's 33 degrees. You can call or text us with snow pictures, traffic alerts, any other news tips. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique date banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Good morning, 740 News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, high temperature, low 50s this afternoon. Overnight tonight, clear, cold, and down between 32 and 36. Then it turns a bit milder during the weekend, so pretty nice weather coming up. Sunshine near 60 on Saturday afternoon. Clear and cold at night, mid-30s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday in the low 60s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking high school football playoffs. College Station has advanced to the regional finals for the second straight year. And for the second straight year, they'll be taking on Fort Ben Marshall. Here's Coach Huff on the Buffs.
You know, you look at what they do and the rate they've done it at and the teams they've done it against. You know, you take all that into account, you know, you're looking at a very good football team.
So we'll hear more from Coach Huff coming up about that matchup tomorrow, as well as some postseason accolades for Fighting Texas Aggie football players, two freshmen, Jamon Osborne and Anthony Hines III, and the NBA. We'll take a look at that, as well as hockey. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, here we go.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And we have snow on the ground.
Thought you were going to play the weird ones.
Well, I will. Next week, we'll start doing that.
Andy Williams is not weird.
No, he's not.
This is mainstream.
Wonderful time.
Yeah. And I don't know if you heard about this or not.
There is snow literally falling from the sky.
Literally falling from the sky. She even gets, like, emotional. You can hear, like, the tremor in her voice.
She did.
Well, Kat's already cried on Peace once this morning.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the snow?
The snow.
What?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Did she for real cry, or was she just saying she felt like crying?
No, it's Kat.
No, she was crying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know who brought that stuff in the break room, but that stuff is dangerously good.
Yes.
What? There's stuff in the break room?
Yeah.
Scott, I did.
Is that yours?
Yes.
Is that right?
I did make it.
Okay, I didn't know who Monica Duncan was.
Oh, I don't either. That I found that Tupperware in my cupboard.
I thought, well, I'll try all of this, but it's got, the deal is, it's got toffee on the bottom
it
of it.
It does. Just,
that's really good, though. That is.
Cool.
Anyhow, yeah.
Zach had to leave so he could go get some.
He did. Are you there?
Oh, no, he's still there.
Still
there should
okay.
be on their show. I don't know.
No, you did. It's like you made enough for a football team.
What is it?
It's I guess I could call it Christmas bark, but it's it's actually made. It's kind of it's a really easy recipe, but it's made with saltine crackers as the base,
okay.
And then you pour toffee over it. You melt chocolate, and then I added chopped up pecans and some red and green M&Ms.
Well, color me impressed.
Yeah.
Hey. Katie goes, "Is it healthy?"
No, it's not healthy.
I said, no, she goes, "Well, then did you even eat any of it?" And I was like, "Yes, I sometimes eat sugar." Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the holiday spirit yesterday.
I took a little piece of it just to try it and went, oh, wait a minute. This has toffee in it. This is dangerous.
I love toffee.
It is. That's
one of my
faves. Anyway, I wanted this to be a cheerful and happy segment, you know, because of the snow and it's Friday and all that.
This doesn't sound cheerful
but
or happy.
But it's not. It's really, really not. This story came out today. Humans may have reached their peak, and we could start soon moving backward.
Uh-oh.
According to a chilly report. Experts analyzed 120 years worth of historical information and concluded maximum limits in height, lifespan, and physical performance have now been met. And you know what part of the reason is? That's right, climate change.
Oh.
It's environmentally impacting our world. In other words, that Usain Bolt guy, nobody will ever run faster than him.
Oh, man.
Just remember that. This was published by Frontiers in Physiology. The review is of the kinds of things that have been going on for 120 years, the historical information, and what that will do to our genetic parameters as time goes by.
Stunting my growth.
That's exactly right. These traits no longer can increase despite further continuous nutritional, medical, and scientific progress. It suggests that modern societies have now reached the limit of the species.
And it has nothing to do with genealogy either, right?
No, you are as good today as you will ever be as a race. It will never get better than this.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh. Man.
That's
depressing.
Well, that's pretty depressing for those of us that don't work out and eat unhealthy.
Well,
yeah.
So I hope you get really good Christmas presents this year. Because,
it's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill.
Well, you know, I'm 27, which is half of 44, which is half of 88.
Yeah.
So
I don't know
really
what that
a quarter
means.
Of my life is gone already.
Okay.
So.
Caller.
Hey, if you believe in evolution, you know it's bound that we've got to change into something else. We've come from monkeys, now we're humans. What are we going to go to next?
Then we're going to become star children. Didn't you see 2001? Hello?
Thank God it wasn't bacon.
No, no. No, we'll be able to continue to eat bacon for the rest of our lives. It's just that we as a race will not nearly be as spectacular 5 years from now.
Well.
Where we are now. Okay.
Now, what about the pigs? Are the pigs going to revert back?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to wait and see. This story, they didn't do that. Maybe that's the next thing. If they can get a grant for that, they can check and see what will happen to dogs and cats and all that. And again, we are waiting for our first picture. And you can text us pictures, by the way. Right, Chelsea?
Yes,
can
you can text us pictures. We receive text messages at 979-695-1620.
The one thing, though, we have not received, we were waiting for someone to send us a picture of their cat playing in the snow.
Yes, please.
And we don't have that yet.
No cats.
Caller.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my cat lasted like 3 seconds outside.
You took your cat outside?
No, my cat decided, look, a door's open. I think I'll escape.
Ah.
But anyway, I wanted to let Zach know that 27 is half of 54.
We've already gotten several text messages telling me about how dumb I am, so thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, just wanted to let you know, you're kind of at your peak mathematical skills as well.
It's only going downhill from here, Mr. Down,
thanks so much. We hope, and you know, and if you know any Santa people,
I didn't even catch it.
I didn't either. I was moving on.
At least we're in good company. Yeah.
After the last story you told us, I was just wanting to speak, you know, extricate ourselves from it. But that's good. But we got the math. Hey, blame it on your math teacher and Tyler, right?
Yeah.
So
that would be a noonday.
Noonday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Downs, there's a parade in downtown Bryan tonight. The lighted parade.
Did
you
hear?
Santa may appear in his full padding.
This this could be doable.
I think so. I think Santa's looking really forward to waving and yelling and everything. Santa was downtown last night when it all started.
Oh, really?
It was pretty in the Christmas lights and everything.
And that's what's so nice. And I'm sure when you got home, it looked very nice because the only thing that's really been in your trees prior to that was Walmart bags. So I think it probably is, you know.
Well, you know, there was a way around that Walmart bag problem, and it turned out to be when they came through and cut all the tree limbs for the power lines. So I don't have anything to catch Walmart bags anymore.
Oh, okay, but in the meantime, you've done that, and so that's tonight. I believe it's 6:30. Is that correct?
6:30, yes, sir. We will Santa and best friend. friends will all be there.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Well, thank you, and you're bringing. You don't have to bring donuts in because Chelsea brought the treats this morning.
Well,
it's
worse than that because I also have a whole pack of Bundt cakes that someone gave me late yesterday afternoon, and I said, I'll just save this for Friday because I know that Chelsea and Zach will have about three each, and this will be perfect. So.
Well, go put them in the snow. They'll be good until Monday if you want to wait, but it's your call. All right, thank you so much.
Bundt cakes.
Aren't you glad you got called out on your math skills?
Oh, man. Note to self, I'm never doing live math again without
Is your house ready for company this Christmas? Gilmore Electric Express can help. They'll take care of electrical issues you've been putting off, like changing out light fixtures, repairing that guest room plug that doesn't work, and even moving that kitchen outlet to a more useful location. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician with guaranteed on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Your holidays can be merry and bright with Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever noticed that something ugly can become beautiful if you simply look at it the right way? Christmas trees can be like that. When our boys were little, my wife and I would spend hours dressing up our tree's empty branches with shiny ornaments, tinsel, and strings of lights. Oh, those lights! And every year our boys would come home from school or church with handmade decorations they couldn't wait to hang on a branch they could reach. And I have to admit, my wife and I weren't very enamored with our boys' contributions at first. We loved their Christmas spirit, but paper angels with splotches of glitter and glue didn't give the tree the touch of elegance we were striving for. Even so, we made sure our boys' misshapen angels always had a place of honor on the tree. Call it the magic of the Christmas season if you want to, but something changed. One night, I sat down in my chair with a cup of coffee and Christmas songs playing on the radio. As I looked at our tree, I no longer saw the glitter and glue, but a treasured ornament made by my sons. Right before my eyes, those bland ornaments took on new beauty. As my boys have gotten older, those ornaments haven't necessarily become more attractive. In fact, years of packing and unpacking decorations have taken their toll. But one thing hasn't changed. Those sad little ornaments still transform our tree into something special. Without them, our Christmas tree might look elegant, but not nearly as beautiful. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Day.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low-salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt can help reduce confusion or loss of cognition.
I hate being wrong, but that's actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Join us next time on A Dash of Salt and find out more at alittlesalt.org.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:53, 2 minutes away from 7:55. There you go. The College Station.
Nice.
thank you. The College Station Cougars are on a familiar road to the state championship. After defeating Port Neches Groves in the 5A regional semifinals 66-40 last week, Coach Steve Huff and the guys are set to take on Fort Bend Marshall in the regional finals for the second straight year. Here's Coach Huff on the Buffaloes.
You know, offensively, I think they bring back 9 kids, so there's a real familiarity there. But, you know, you look at what they do and the rate they've done it at and the teams they've done it against, you know, you take all that into account, you know, you're looking at a very good football team again, and our kids are very well aware of that. You know, they see them in track, know the type of speed they possess. Then when you sit down and look at them on video, it's you know, the tape doesn't lie, the video doesn't lie. So, you know, very, very well-coached football team and also very extremely fast football team.
Now, the Cougars got the better of the Buffs 31-27 last year. Hopefully they can do that again this season. Kickoff is tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Waller ISD Stadium. Broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM. In the college game, Texas A&M wide receiver Jamon Osbon and linebacker Anthony Hines III have been named the 2017 freshman All-SEC team. Osbon started all 12 regular season games for the Aggs and was second on the team with 38 receptions for 459 yards and two touchdowns. Now, Hines played in all 12 regular season games at linebacker, where he recorded 32 tackles on the year, including 7 against Auburn. Now, the big Heisman Trophy ceremony is set for tomorrow night. The finalists for this year are Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, Stanford running back Bryce Love, and last year's winner, Louisville QB Lamar Jackson. On the court, it's a Holiday Hoops doubleheader tomorrow afternoon at Reed. The 21st-ranked Aggie women entertain Central Arkansas at 1 o'clock. Broadcast for that one will be on Sports Radio 1150. Meanwhile, the 7th-ranked guys square off with Prairie View A&M at 3:30 with broadcast right here on WTAW. The Houston Rockets were in Utah last night looking to extend their 7-game win streak with a victory over the Jazz.
Paul, 3-point line right. Double team comes, guys. Tucker to his right. On a crossover. Now launches a three and hits the three.
James Harden scored 29 points and Ryan Anderson added 23 to lead Houston to a 112-101 win. Coach Mike D'Antoni says this team is getting better.
You know, the biggest thing, what I'm enjoying, our defense is pretty good, and it's getting better, and they're taking pride in it, and sooner or later, we're going to erupt about, you know, 10, 15 quick points, and before you know it, we're up 15, and that's kind of what happened tonight.
Chris Paul added 18 points, 13 assists, and 9 rebounds for the Rockets, who grabbed their 14th win in their last 15 games. Now, Houston will have tonight off, but Dallas and San Antonio are back on the floor. The Mavericks are in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks at 7, and the Spurs are at home entertaining the Boston Celtics at 8:30. Jake Allen made 29 saves. Braden Schenn continued his red-hot play, and the St. Louis Blues blanked the Dallas Stars last night 3-0. Now, Dallas was hamstrung by 7 penalties, but Coach Ken Hitchcock says the loss goes a lot deeper than that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit deeper than that. I think, you know, it was a more of a technical game than it was an emotional game, and they won a lot of the battles that caused us to take the penalties, and then we wore out people having to kill the penalties.
After going on a 5-game win streak, the Stars have now dropped 2 in a row. The Falcons, by the way, got a big win last night, a 20-17 victory over the first-place New Orleans Saints. Deion Jones clinched the win by intercepting Drew Brees in the end zone after Matt Bryant's 52-yard field goal broke a 17-17 deadlock with 3:49 remaining. By the way, that win from Atlanta does not help the Dallas Cowboys much. They sit at 6-6 on the year. There are 4 teams ahead of them in the NFC wildcard race, so hopefully they can get a little win sometime this weekend. They'll be taking on the New York Giants. Kickoff is set for noon on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans are all but out of the postseason hunt. They sit at 4-8 on the year. They'll be looking to bounce back, though, this Sunday when they welcome the San Francisco 49ers to town. Kickoff is at noon with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8 with a 6.4-liter motor. Oh, that's a lot of power. It can get up and go with only 23,000 miles, a price of $36,990, and it will get your heart racing. If you're looking for maybe just a fun car to have, the 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8, that's what you need to be looking at. A price of $36,990, again, from Team Ford of Navasota. You go south on Highway 6, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your deal of the day.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for the perfect loved one? Miss Tony, Jesse, and the rest of the Montelongo's fine jewelry family have been helping people select the perfect gift for 25 years. This Christmas, let Montelongo's help you find a dazzling gift from their incredible selection that's in stock and ready to be wrapped. Tis the season with a gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry that's sure to make your loved one's Christmas shine. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry makes the season sparkle. Visit their showroom on University Drive and Merry Christmas from the Montelongo family to yours.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. If you have a battery that's giving you trouble, bring it to the experts. We can troubleshoot batteries in everything from cars and trucks to boats, RVs, and farm equipment too. Our guys will perform a free battery check to determine if you really need a battery or if there's another issue that might need attention. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see us at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. They're apparently getting calls in downtown Bryan. Is there going to be a parade tonight? There
what?
It's cold. Come on.
The show must go on.
Yeah, do you want it to be like 75 degrees in a parade? Of course they're having a parade.
And it's going to be perfect.
It will be great.
Perfect.
Absolutely great. So I don't know if you remember or not, when Jackie Sherrill came to A&M in 1982, nationwide news about how much he was being paid.
Yep.
History repeats itself. It's in the Wall Street Journal today.
Uh-oh.
They're aghast about how much they're paying that Fisher guy to come
and again, Nick Saban's making $11 million a year,
That's
folks.
That's right. WTAW College Station, Bryan.